The Gemara Masech Pesach Manav Pesach talks about Kiddush B'Makom Seuda. It's a Gemara in Daf Kuf on Beis over there. And the question that I'd like to discuss for a moment is, what does that mean, Kiddush B'Makom Seuda? What's the Kiddush? What did I think beforehand? And what does Kiddush B'Makom Seuda come along and teach me? Now, the truth is, there's lechora two different conceptual explanations of what I learned from Kiddush B'Makom Seuda. What is the Kiddush? How does Kiddush B'Makom Seuda? Now I have more insight into Torah and whatnot. Many people claim it's a machlokas 2 days in the Rashbam. I'm not 100% sure it's true, but it certainly could be. Is the goal to enhance the Kiddush, or is the goal to enhance the Seuda? Is it that Kiddush needs a Seuda, or Seuda needs a Kiddush? Option number one is that the goal is to enhance the Kiddush. You're just going to have a Kiddush and go home? Just make a glass, make a Hagafen, you know, maybe even say some words and not even have a Hagafen? You know, or maybe just Hashem, 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 Hashem. No, you want it to be chashiv. The way you make something chashiv is, you give it chashivus, make it on a suda, a glass of wine, and then some food afterwards, hopefully, ideally. That's called Kiddush B'Makom Seuda. The Kiddush is, you want to show kavod to the Kiddush alternatively. What type of Shabbos meal is it without a Kiddush? You just sit down and eat? The way we enhance a Shabbos meal, the way you make it special, unique for Shabbos, a great meal, is by making Kiddush at the table. So, just to give a couple quick nafka minas, but you hear the chakira is the goal to enhance the Kiddush and the goal to enhance the Seuda. A couple quick nafka minas. Is one obligated to have Shalosh Shudas? Pardon me, Kiddush at Shalosh Shudas time? Perhaps one has to have Kiddush at Shalosh Shudas time, perhaps that's actually a big machlokas rishonim. The Rambam writes, one should, in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Lamed, Halacha Tes, the Rambam writes, one should have wine at their all three meals. And the question is, where does that come from? So the Kedeset Mishnah explains, don't think it's Kiddush. It's not Kiddush. It's just, there's a halacha of Kavod Hasuda, there's a halacha of making a Shabbos meal nice, and therefore you're supposed to have a glass of wine. But nonetheless, the Kedeset Mishnah is not the only opinion. He quotes a Torah, and the Torah says, then no, it is a Kiddush, says the Torah. The way the Torah understands the Rambam is that there's a halach of having Kiddush at all three meals, and very likely it's because there's a halach of Kiddush B'Makom Seuda, just like you're supposed to have three Seudos, so do you have three Kiddushes, one Kiddush at every single Seuda. Covered for Seudos. There's another potential machlokas over here. Another potential application. There's a machlokas whether or not one can eat Shalosh Shudas during Tosefes Shabbos. In other words, let's say you make Suda Shabbos, I should say, not Shalosh Shudas, Suda Shabbos. Let's say a person makes Shabbos early, 7 o'clock. Those who come to Mass for Shabbos, we plan on making an early Shabbos. We're going to daven Mincha just before Shkia, and we'll daven Kabbal Shabbos after Shkia. But nonetheless, we'll probably get started eating before it's Seis HaKofach. Every single Friday in the summers, we do this very, very, very often. Certainly it's an option, but people make early Shabbos all the time. So if you make early Shabbos, can you have your Seuda? Then it's a Machlokas Rishon. We discuss this in Morning Seder, if that's what you're referring to tonight. It really, it's a Machlokas 2 days in Tosas and Pesach and Daf Sadi Tesim Abayz. It's a Machlokas in Poskim. Okay, fine. How can one believe? Good. The Gemara Maseches Brachos, I think we've pointed to this earlier. We did not point to this earlier on. The Gemara Maseches Brachos on Daf Chaf Zayin Amud Aleph writes that you can make Kiddush even before Shabbos a little bit. So many people ask, how is it possible you can make Kiddush before Shabbos when? It's only Tosefta Shabbos. It's not real Shabbos. Now, Lechora, if you tell me you can have the Seuda early, so probably the same thing with Kiddush. Seuda, Kiddush, it's all one and the same. However, if you believe you cannot have the Seuda early, you can have the Kiddush early nonetheless. Worthwhile to think about that for a moment and where that comes from. What's the svara for that? Good question. At some point in time, maybe we'll discuss it. I want to focus on a different question. I want to focus on the following kasha. How can one be of the opinion? How can one opinion believe that during Tosefes Shabbos you can make Kiddush but not have a Seuda if what? Kiddush has to be the Makom Seuda. In other words, if Kiddush has to be Makom Seuda, so what's the value of telling me I can do Kiddush if I can't do Seuda? Doesn't that ipso facto undermine my Kiddush? Doesn't that suppress my Kiddush? Aren't I not Yotze Kiddush for exactly that reason? And the suggestion that Achronim suggests is that maybe because the din of Kiddush Makom Seuda means it's that a Suuda enhances the Kiddush, even if it's not a Shabbos meal. Nonetheless, I make Kiddush during Tosefes Shabbos. I have my Suuda there, which makes the Kiddush a good Kiddush, and I have to have my Suuda again later. If that's correct, that may be a great teretz to this group of Rishonim who believe you can make Kiddush during the Tosefes and not have a Suuda then. And again, it's reflective of the fact that maybe the Kiddush requires a Suuda and not that Suuda requires a Kiddush.